And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Well, let's get started. How can I begin today's program? Well, let me start by saying that I pay for this airtime every Sunday morning. Why do I do it? Well, because I have a special message, a message that may be of help to you. It should be of help to you, okay? See, there has to be an alternative. Now, you remember the story of the three bears, remember? And there was the baby bear was looking for the right pottage, the porridge that would have just the right, that would be just right. And one was too hot, and one was too cold, and finally one was just right. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to look for what's just right. But what is just right is not necessarily what feels good. Okay? And what is just right is not necessarily the most comfortable. But what is right is what is good for your soul. What is good for your soul? Remember, there was a song long time ago. You may remember there was a song that went something like, "It is well with my soul." Well, how many people today can say that? Not very many. Something's wrong. So you have to search. You have to search. Now, there's something about searching. See, there's not a lot that you can do in this world. See, you probably noticed if you've been around for a while. I've been around a long time. I've got a lot of gray hair. Okay? It's not going to be long until I'm 70 years old. And you've been around for a while. I mean, you know, like you're 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. You don't have to be 70, but, you know, 25, 30 or more. Well, then you know there's not a lot you can do. And even those of you who are teenagers, you know, if you have a friend that's got some issues, there's not a lot you can do for them. There's not a lot you can do for people. You can be fair with them. You can help them, give them a little helping hand once in a while. You can not hurt them. You can be honest with them. But beyond that, there's very little you can do because your words so often are shallow. You know, shallow consolation. And then you can try to build them up with a lot of positive talk, but sometimes when you build people up, then they rush forth and it doesn't work out because they didn't find their own way. So there's not a lot you can do for people, okay? So what can you do then in this world? Well, we spend a lot of time serving other people, don't we? You know, playing the other man's game, serving their goals, the team, win for the team, win for the school, win for the coach. Well, that gets tiring. And you can spend a lot of time trying to put other people down and climb over them for yourself. But then that's selfish. You don't grow that way. So what can you do? Well, you can earn an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. You can do that. And then you can follow the basic, like 10 commandments, for example, and just not do a lot of things. Not hurt people, not lie to them, not cheat them, not steal from them, not be phony with them, not hate them, not resent them, not judge them. See, not pressure them. You can do that. And then there's other things you cannot do. You can stay away from drugs and stay away from alcohol and stay away from gambling and stay away from bad associates and stay away from not waste a lot of money. See, those are some basic things you can do. But after you've done all of that, and then of course you can learn a trade and go to work and work for someone or start a job, and then you can get married and start a family. Okay, those are things you can do. But then beyond that, what can you do? Well, there's not much. But there's one thing you can do beyond all of those things. And you know what that is? You can, at some point in your life, begin to search for the meaning of existence. Begin to search for the purpose of your life. Begin to search for what it's all about. Well, Christ said, seek and you will find. So if you really, really seek, see, but you have to be careful, because sometimes we think that just more of the same, you know, like if one piece of cake is good, then two pieces of cake is better. And if two pieces of cake is good, then three pieces is better. You know, that kind of logic. So you got to be careful, because you might just plunge into the things that you've done up to the present, many of which were selfish. No, seeking has to be sincere, and it has to be looking for something special, something extra, something to give life a true meaning. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Well, I'm back again, and I began by saying, that was kind of a long-winded thing, wasn't it? But it was very good. You should listen to it again, because it's like the story of every person. Well, it's good when you reach a point, when you've done all the things, and then you say there has to be more. But be careful. Don't resent. Don't resent. See, the other danger is that we resent things because they didn't give us fulfillment. People turn the resentment on, they resent their partner because she's not making him totally happy, or he's not making her totally happy, or she's not as pretty as she used to be, or he's not as handsome as he used to be. See, or they resent other people for irritating them or bothering them, or they resent their things. See, they begin to resent their things. They resent their car. They resent their house. They feel tied down. They feel enslaved. They resent their bills. They begin to resent everything. And then what do? They resent themselves and blame themselves. But that's not the answer. Don't resent things. Remember what I said? There's not a lot you can do for other people. See, they have to learn to stand on their own 2 feet. You can give them a little bit of truth and a temporary helping hand. That's about all you can do. See, we each have our own totem pole. We each have our own life. Well, so I was saying that just as you cannot do a lot for other people, I know you want to. You want to do a lot for them, but you know with your kids, if you do too much for them, it's not good. You ladies know if you nag your husband too much or try to motivate him, then he becomes dependent on your nagging. He becomes dependent on your motivation, or he rebels against it. So you can sit, you almost have to quietly sit by and hope and pray that he finds himself. That's about all you can do for people. But now that you clearly understand that, you see that, you want to do for people, you want to help them, you want to reach out, but you know if you do, then there's a danger you'll become an enabler. Or there's a danger that your words will be phony, or that you'll become enslaved to supporting them, and they'll become enslaved to you, and then they'll resent you because they'll sense that you're making them weaker. So in the same way, there's not a lot you can do for other people. There's not a lot that things can do for you or other people can do for you. See, you can't expect other people to make you happy. You can't expect other people to give you handouts. You can't expect your car to make you happy, or your shoes, or your house, or your iPhone, or your vacation, or your food. You can't expect them to make you happy. Okay, so now, back to where I began. I said that the reason I'm here, the reason I pay for this airtime, to bring you this message, okay? But, having said that, I have a lot of blessings, don't I? I do. I have a lot of blessings, so I don't mind not having much money. Okay? Remember, there was a beautiful song from the Broadway play, and it was a song, Got no ermine, got no pearls, yet I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Remember that one? I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. So, don't resent any other people and don't resent things, okay? And then just sit there and say, well, life has to have some purpose. And then begin to seek for it. So, that's why I'm here, to provide an alternative. Because as those of you who are true seekers, you've gone to different churches. You've gone to different religions. You've gone to different philosophies. You've tried everything. You've tried all kinds of stuff. And nothing, the answer hasn't been there. You've tried it all, and the answer hasn't been there. Well, don't worry about it, because all it means is that you found out the answer isn't there. Now you can find the real answer. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. I don't work for the station. I don't get paid by the station. I don't get a salary. I don't have an organization. It's just me. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat, so I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual. And it has something to do with God. And it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yes, I would just like to follow up with a couple of words about what I just said in that little announcement there. I was born in Wyoming, grew up in Utah, came to San Francisco to go to college and ended up staying for 25 years, okay? Well, then as time went by, after college, I went to work and worked for a corporation. And that was good, okay? Learned a lot. Met a lot of people. Then I taught some college classes for several years, and that was good also. Enjoyed it, okay? But then, around age 40, well, it was time for a change. And one of these days, I'll tell you about it. Right now, I'll just say that it wasn't anything that I made happen myself. It kind of came to pass in a very gentle way, and yet decisively. It was time for a change, okay, to begin a second half of life, and to begin to discover some beautiful and wonderful things, and to become progressively free from baggage from the past, okay? And it wasn't long after I started to get better that I went on the radio. Well, here I am some 28 years later, still on the radio. So what can I say to you? What I can say is keep searching. Keep searching for the meaning of your life, for the purpose for your existence, so that you may find it. Okay? And Christ said, seek, and you will find. If you really and truly seek, then you will find. So here I am. I'm like an alternative. Okay? There has to be an alternative. And maybe the alternative is where you can find the real answer. So let me begin by saying that what I've said so many times on my programs, but I have to keep repeating it because I always have new listeners or people have listened to me. Some people have listened for years and finally they get it, okay? Your problem is that you're too reactive. See, you couldn't help it when you were a little child. People were phony with you. They pulled on your heartstrings, or more likely they were cruel and they teased you and they pressured you. Then you performed for them. They told you you had to be better and act nicer and get better grades and, see, make more money. And you always had to do more and more and more. Well, that wasn't good. Some of you rebelled against that. Some of you conformed and performed. But then you found out that you never had really lived your own life. And some of you rebelled. You went off to gang members and drugs and alcohol and who knows what you did. Okay, but you found out that that's not living your own life either. You have to find your own life. Now, what I want to do is talk a little bit about a frame of mind, a way of living and moving and having your being that you must refine. And when you refine it, then you will, from that state, let's call it a state of grace, you will then begin to find the answers. In that state, you will find the answers like a parallel universe. Okay, and I want to talk to you a little bit in very practical terms about how you can recognize and find and keep that state. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. And I just wanted to tell you that I have a lot of resources. So if you enjoy this program, then go to my website, SheddingShackles.com. I've got over 800 video lectures. I've written a lot of books. And so there are a lot of resources for you, okay? I used to have little get-togethers when I had my radio program in the San Francisco Bay Area. We used to get together. I would rent a little space and we would meet. 5, 10, 15, 20 people would get together. And I'm hoping I might be able to do that this year with you folks. all the wonderful listeners in the Inland Empire. If you have an interest in such a thing, then send me a little email. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, I've written some wonderful books, especially my ones about relationships, but to really understand them, it would be nice if you could find that special state. So, let me try to make it all very simple. Right now, you are too reactive, because all your life, you've been emotional, and people have taught you to be emotional. They told you to yell and scream at the football game, and cry, and get all bummed out, and then cheer, and see, they told you all of that, didn't they? Well, you did, but the problem is now you become very reactive. And this reactivity has made you fixated to the outside, especially to other people. Okay, now that's one reason why you haven't found yourself or your purpose for existence, because you're fixated to the outside. You react to everything. And through all of these reactions and through these emotions, it all got inside. The outside got on the inside. And then on the inside, then you sit around thinking about what happened. What he said, what she said, what they did, see, or worrying about the future. So eventually, so much of the outside gets on the inside that then you spend all your time on the inside, sometimes afraid of the outside because you don't want to react anymore. But then it's on the inside. Okay? It's hypnosis is what it is. It's being fixated to the outside. It's focusing on the outside. It's concentrating on the outside, and the outside gets your attention. The outside, see, literally grabs your attention. And then you react to what it is. And that's where you get your programming. And that's where you get all your memories and your imprints and your traumas. So you have to find a way where you can stand back a little bit and have a little distance to the outside. And when you do, then you'll begin to realize answers. See, answers are there. The meaning of life is there. All the good things are there, but they're realized from when you're no longer fixated and captured and focused by the outside. So let me just give you a couple of quick examples. Little children, before they become all upset and emotionalized and slapped around and put down and pressured, see, they have something of that. They're happy and they're carefree and they live in the eternal now. And they're spontaneous, okay, and filled with joy. Well, you have to refine something like that, okay? I'll give you another example. Here's another example. Little children sometimes come up and they ask very sweet questions. They ask very sweet and innocent questions. And when you answer them with great care and with love, because you honor their innocence. You honor the good that is in them. So you have a special way of answering little children's questions. Well, you know what? The good in you, the innocence in you, okay, is responding to the good and the innocence in the little child. See, the little child awakens you to that in you. So you still have it. You still have it. You've just fallen away from it. So you must cherish that. You must cherish that, okay? Here's another example. A man was angry all the time. One time he yelled at a lady. He was just angry, so he yelled at her. And then he saw that her little daughter broke into tears when he yelled mean things at the lady. And when he saw the little girl break into tears, he went off by himself and wept and sobbed because he saw himself for what he was, that he was angry, resentful, and he saw the effect that he had on the little child who saw his meanness. And he got in touch with his own inner good, in the light of his own inner good, what he knew in his heart was right. See, he saw that he had fallen from that, and he wept. Well, that was the beginning of a change for the better for him, okay? That was the beginning of a change for the better. Another man was driving in the mountains, and somehow his car went out of control in the snow. The road was covered with snow. It was wintertime, and the car began to spin around. And fortunately, he went to a snowbank, and he and his wife were safe. But as the car was spinning around, his wife laughed. You know why she laughed? Because she trusted him. She thought he was doing it on purpose. She trusted him so much. And when he saw that, his attitude changed. His whole life changed. He became more responsible. And he got in touch with what he knew in his heart was right. And here's one more little example of that special, wonderful state of which I speak. It said that Ignatius of Loyola saw God everywhere, in everything, in people, in nature, in the sky, in the sun, in the water. They said he used to sit out on the balcony at night. He would sit on the balcony and gaze up at the stars, and he would be filled with awe and wonder and reverence. He found that special state. You're in touch with that special state when you refine your inner ground of good, your calm center of being, and then you begin to flow from that, and you're closer to God, okay? And then you can be patient with other people instead of resenting them. So perhaps now you can see why I made a special little meditation, and the purpose of it is to help you get started. That's all. It's just like a little helping hand to help you get started to refine this wonderful, special, blithe, carefree, blessed state of being. I have an email if you want to comment on the program or send a question or indicate that you'd like to. You know what I was thinking? It would be fun to have a little meeting somewhere in the Inland Empire, Southland, where this radio program reaches. Let me know if you'd like to do that. Maybe I could arrange to have a little, rent a little place and have a little meeting. The email address, if you would like to email me, is sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.